California has more senior citizens living in poverty than any other state. It's according to a 2013 report by the Kaiser Family Foundation. And within the state, the city with the highest number of impoverished seniors is Oakland. Many seniors rely on a monthly Social Security check to survive. But a recent study showed that that check doesn't cover the cost of living in Alameda County. While it costs a typical senior citizen about $2,000 a month to live there, the maximum SSI, or Supplemental Security Income benefit, comes to less than half that, only about $850 a month. This gap leaves many seniors in dire need of help from local social service agencies. In this story from our archives, KALW's Jen Sheehan visited one program in Oakland that's a vital lifeline for many of the city's most needy elders.
Glenn Iwaoka's been at the same job for 12 years.
Miss Blue, Meals on Wheels.
How are you today? You weren't here Wednesday, correct? We got that right. All right. Mm-hmm. We'll see you on Monday then.
All right.
Okay, Miss Blue. Bye-bye now.
He's a Meals on Wheels delivery driver in Oakland. He's one of a team of 11 part-time paid drivers and about as many volunteers. And though he's been at it a long time, he says the work is still rewarding.
What's interesting about this job is that you do meet people, you do see people on a daily basis. And although you may not have had a previous history with them, just the fact that you do see them on a daily basis, you kind of just get to know them or you just know this person. In that respect, it's very rewarding. You know, it gives you insight into life.
Meals on Wheels, Miss Cruz. How you doing, Miss Cruz?
Of course, Iwaoka's work is rewarding for the people he serves, too.
Be sure and tell Glenn how much I appreciate his presence. He smiles.
Hope Fox is 92, and Iwaoka has been delivering meals to her for over a decade.
He's very special. He's the right man for the right job.
Though Fox suffers from dementia, she's been able to stay in her East Oakland home, which she's lived in for almost 50 years. Her daughter, Pat McKern, comes up from Vacaville to care for her a few days a week. Meals on Wheels helps fill in when she can't be there.
We know that Glenn's going to be looking in on her on those days. We know she's going to get that hot meal.
Sometimes, I know I'm lucky because I get to see other people, but I bet you there's places where he goes where they'll be the only outside person they'll see all day. And when he comes and he smiles and he acts like the world is gone, you know, this makes such a difference.
So most of the Meals on Wheels recipients do not have support networks that you would think that family members, etc.
Jamie Almanza is executive director of Bay Area Community Services, or BACS, which runs the Meals on Wheels program in Oakland. She says the majority of the seniors they serve live alone and isolated.
So our drivers are trained to not only drop off the meal, but to do a visual and kind of personal check-in with the senior each day that they drop off the meals.
Actually, it's company, and that minute of exchange is such a high ritual when it has to do with sustenance and familiarity, and the Meals on Wheels people have that.
Ben Haywood is 68 and lives alone near Mills College. Last year, a series of medical issues and hospitalizations, including cancer, a double hernia, and lung problems, left Haywood confined to his home.
I had become reasonably depressed and being an independent guy.
Being an independent guy, he says he was too proud to ask for help from his daughters. He stopped playing piano and writing poetry, two of his favorite activities. And his physical ailments made it difficult to leave the house. He couldn't go grocery shopping, and so...
One day I found myself with a empty cupboard that I ended up anxious, wondering how I would get through the weekend.
So he called a social services hotline and got connected with Meals on Wheels. This was on a Friday afternoon. And by Monday at lunchtime...
A knock on the door, that BAC on that nice-looking vehicle, and a guy steps out with a box of food and a smile.
Bay Area Community Services currently delivers meals to nearly 600 seniors in Oakland and Piedmont, but there's growing need. A few months ago, the waitlist for service was around 200 people. And while they were able to clear that wait list recently with an influx of new volunteers and a boost of extra funding from local foundations, BAC's executive director, Jamie Almanza, says it's still hard to keep up.
We get on average 15 new calls a week.
From impoverished Oakland seniors, it's the high costs of housing, food, and health care, the foreclosure crisis of the last few years, plus Oakland's history as a working-class, racially diverse city.
There's these pockets of concentration of people who have grown up in our city and are still here, but do not have the resources to continue to pay and live and thrive in the city.
While demand for the Meals on Wheels service has grown, overall, funding has been shrinking. The program relies on a combination of public and private money for its $500,000 yearly budget. Charitable donations of all kinds are still below their pre-recession peak. While in past years, the city of Oakland had given up to $100,000 to the program, this past year, that number was zero. And Almanza says forced cuts from sequestration have meant federal funding is also down.
There's a lot of talk right now about our aging population in the United States. And I think automatically people think, well, if there's an aging population, of course our government's going to adjust cost and have dollars follow seniors more. That is absolutely not the case.
Hot meals used to go out 5 days a week. But over the past few years, BAC has downsized to three. And though nutritional needs are still being met, fewer deliveries means fewer chances to do the kind of personal check-ins that are integral to the service.
I can count on the good human patronage, you know, every week. And that's part of my life now.
Again, Ben Haywood.
It puts me back into just a general rhythm, on this earth with my city at my door. That doesn't give calories, but spiritually, it makes a person. Yeah.
Haywood says he's going to start looking for work when his health improves more. And he knows that at a certain point, he'll no longer qualify for Meals on Wheels. But for now, he's grateful for the assistance and says he wants to find a way to give back in his own way.
I've just really begun kind of reaching, I feel comfortable enough, I'm saying, socially to maybe offer something. What can I give? It can't be money and stuff like that, but I play a good piano. Good spirits beget good spirits.
In Oakland, I'm Jen Cheehan for Cross Currents.
We first heard that story this past July. The BAC's Meals on Wheels program now serves just about 500 seniors, with a waiting list of 90 more. The program is currently seeking new volunteers to help with delivery and fundraising. For more information, visit kalw.org and click on Cross Currents.
That stuff.